This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
There are debates here, sometimes discussions, always lively conversation here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is with us. You can always check out his podcasts at, and I'll tell you what's in the most recent podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com as we get into our discussion of things that are going on, things that have been researched. Ken is a in addition to being a medical doctor, he's also a researched scientist and has done a lot in his career to help people understand what's going on in their bodies, especially when it comes to their blood circulation, heart, etc., etc. The world of his world is fabulously interesting. He practices at Lake Cardiology, a clinic in Mondura, Florida, which is outside of Orlando, and he is there at your service anytime. I think a lot of people go visit Ken that come from different parts of the country that actually, in fact, hear him on the radio and think, okay, I'd like to go down there and find out what I can that I haven't been able to find out from my own doctor. So if you're traveling, I saw last year, Ken, I think it was 42 million people visited Orlando, mostly because of Orlando area, going to Disney or going out to the Space Center. Can you imagine? That's almost an unbelievable number of people going in and out of there. But it is a very, it's a wonderful place, and you get wonderful care and wonderful input from Ken at Lake Cardiology. 352-735-1400 is the local number for the office. I'll call that number from anywhere in the country. 352-735-1400. Let's get to, I kind of want to, there are a number of things on the docket this week. I want to spend some time here and maybe later on the this whole business antidepressants. I want to talk about later on blood pressure. No, hello, Doug. Are you with us or against us? The vaccine conversation and what we do about the vaccines. I think we need to get to that. The business about everybody taking everything. There has been too much generalized conversation that's misleading about vaccines. Some of them, I think we all can agree on, anybody with a conscience, that some of these vaccines are imperative and you need to have them. Flu shots are not imperative. They're probably smart. And I've told the story a couple of times about getting pneumonia shots and tetanus shots and things like that. I'm not afraid of nor am I anti-vaccines. Specifically, though, there are so many of them, it seems to me we are doing a disservice to people. The news media certainly is, Ken. All of the information about everybody needs vaccine. Well, what vaccines are we talking about? Because there are some that are necessary and, frankly, some that aren't. And so how do we get to the bottom of what is right for people so that we don't have this craziness? All these people, I'm looking around, that's what I was talking about here a minute ago, above all the states, there's 20 states that are proposing anti-vaccination bills. So if you don't want to, people want to opt out on vaccinations, they can do it, but that's dangerous too. I mean, I'm not a convert. I think I had four shots. You did too when you were a kid. And there are some of these things that are absolutely necessary living in a sort of civilized society. And then there are a lot of other things. The whole controversy about whether, you know, the autism is being caused. I think that's, even though you think the work that's been done on that's kind of final, I don't know that I agree with that. But I do know that we have a mess here. And I don't know how to sort it out. You want to take a shot at sorting it out a little bit?
Well, I know there are 15 vaccine preventable diseases that you can help your children grow up avoiding. And, you know, I certainly...
Is there a list of them somewhere that we should post? And if you would send me a list of the things that you think are necessary, and then what isn't necessary, because we know there are a lot more than 15 things being used by doctors or being...
Well, there's currently... from age 0 to 10, there's 15 vaccine-preventable diseases. that are being recommended currently.
All right. But then there are other vaccines that are floating around that are not necessary and may be a problem. And there are things that are done to some of the vaccines, even though it's the manufacturers, the drug makers who are pushing all these vaccines, keep pushing and pushing and pushing. There is stuff in them that is not good for you. There are some things that are still in them, not mercury anymore, but there are other preservatives that are not good, right?
Yeah, I just think not getting any one of these 15 preventable diseases is not good. And because I have seen the results of what can happen to these precious children when parents are afraid of giving them vaccines.
And well, but they're afraid because the parents think, and there's no real good evidence in some cases, that the parents are wrong when it comes to what the impact is, even though you look
at, show us the evidence. I mean, we just talked about the Danish study of 650,000 children, where, you know, it was only one vaccine, the MMR, but, you know, that's the one that most people are afraid of. And
yeah, I think that's true.
And the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, you know, that's the one that started this whole issue about autism, and that whole, the doctor, the researchers have all admitted that it was a fraud, and it's all been retracted. Mm. It started this whole concern about vaccines and autism. And, you know, there's just no evidence that it causes autism. If there was, I wouldn't have given these vaccines to my daughter.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's certainly something. If you can give me those 15, I'll try to post them on an appropriate Facebook page, social media, website, that sort of thing. Meanwhile, the country is concerned about Alex Trebek, much-loved host of Jeopardy.
Absolutely.
Or any number, what, 1984, I think, is when he started.
Exactly.
He has stage 4 pancreatic cancer, which is pretty tough to survive. Is it not, really?
It's a sad 78-year-old Alex Trebek, and he, as Doug said, he's hosted Jeopardy since 1984. You know, it's almost like the reliable voice of Walter Cronkite, the last one. Mm-hmm. He has been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. This means the cancer has spread to other organs, and it's typically the liver or the lungs. Pancreatic cancer, it's not the good one. On average, and across all stages, has a 5-year survival rate of 9%. So how do you prevent this? My recommendation, don't smoke, maintain a healthy weight, and eat a healthy diet. This means a lot of colorful fruits and vegetables and whole grains.
Now, he doesn't look like, I don't know anything, I don't know much
about. He looks good.
Doesn't, he's always looked fit, doesn't look like a smoker, doesn't look like anybody who's abused himself. So all those things contribute to it. What else, what happens, what physically goes on when you have a cancer like this? How the free radicals get together? What pushes, a lot of stuff you read and some of the things we've talked about with regard to research, fatty tissue is not good for any of these cancers. But this guy at least doesn't look like, he's not an obese man, and he doesn't, he's always looking like he's pretty dapper and in shape.
In cancer, there's a mutation that occurs, and that triggers it. What exactly is happening in pancreatic cancer? I'll tell you what we know, which is not a lot. Chronic inflammation of the pancreas from pancreatitis can be a risk factor. Diabetes. Also, there are some genetic syndromes that can increase the cancer. This includes the BRCA2 gene mutation we hear a lot about in breast cancer. There also are some other genetic syndromes. He may have a gene, a family history of pancreatic cancer and smoking and obesity, which we talked about. And just being above the age 65 puts you at risk. And I'm sure there are many factors about pancreatic cancer and its causes and its risks that we don't yet know. Stay tuned. In a decade, I'm sure we'll be a lot smarter.
Yep. But it'll bring about a lot of conversation about this kind of cancer, stage 4 cancers. You and I have talked about my former wife who had stage 4 breast cancer for 21 years, how she survived. Nobody had certainly took its toll on her. and everybody else, but mostly on her physically, what it spread around her body, made a mess of her body.
In pancreatic cancer, often there's recommended pretty aggressive surgery to get it out and all that's around, and the usual chemo and radiation therapy, but there are some trials going on with immune therapy, and I'm sure he's going to get the best, and
yes,
we can only hope for the best.
Well, that's part of it, yeah, the immunotherapy stuff that's being done now to try to, your immune system is what fights this stuff off. You got a strong immune system, there may have been some flaw, who knows what his DNA is all about, who knows? But it'll serve as a lightning rod for conversation about this, that's for sure. Let's converse about something else for a moment or two. If you are someone that likes to drink coffee, likes to drink tea, likes to drink wine, maybe you're still smoking. We always talk about the vagaries of smoking. One of the things that it does is make your teeth look yellow and horrible, cruddy. And if you want to get beyond that, if you've stopped smoking and maybe you drink coffee every day but not as much, or tea, that's the stuff that the acid in the tea and the coffee eats into your enamel, and that's where the yellow stains come from. So you can do a number of different things, but they aren't good for your enamel. The only one that's good for your enamel is Power Swabs. Power Swabs extracts from the enamel the things that have penetrated into the enamel and therefore doesn't damage the enamel. You have a good smile. You have healthy teeth and gums. That's what is important, having your health and looking good. Power Schwabs will basically give you the ability in as little as 5 minutes to whiten up your teeth. Use Power Swabs the first time, you'll see the results, and then every 5, 6, 7 days you do the treatment again, do it over a course of months, and you actually, something you should do, because you're not going to stop drinking coffee and tea, probably don't have to, but you want to have your teeth as white as possible, so don't have to give it up. What you do is transform your smile, bring it back to where it's supposed to be by using Power Swabs. And you get Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. That's the deal from Dr. Ginniger for our listeners. He's the one who developed this fabulous, the formula is all natural. That's why you like it, and that's why it works. Get it now. Can't get it in stores or online, just by calling 800-208-1797.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Mesothelioma is a deadly form of cancer that most often affects the tissue surrounding the lungs. It's diagnosed through a biopsy.
Staging is the number one important thing when you present with a diagnosis of mesothelioma. You've got to figure out with the biopsy if it's epithelioid or sarcomatoid. If it's sarcomatoid, we hardly ever offer surgery because that patient rarely benefits from surgery.
The second step, according to thoracic surgeon Dr. Shanda Blackman, is to determine whether or not it's spread to the lymph nodes or gone below the diaphragm.
Because if it's already spread to the lymph nodes, chances are the surgery is not going to help you. And then we go into the belly and we wash the abdomen with some fluid and pull the fluid out and test that.
Dr. Blackman says it's only if all those tests are negative that they think the patient might be able to benefit from surgery. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Catherine faced a difficult battle with cancer and decided to do what she loved most, baking cupcakes. She and her sister set up a food truck called Cupcakes for Courage and were doing well until the heavy hand of the law swooped in. The city of Chicago prohibits food trucks within 200 feet of any restaurant. And in that neighborhood, it means 97% of all streets are off limits. These gutsy gals looked through the lens of liberty and fought the city's attempt to protect favored businesses against competition. Court sided with the city, but Catherine gets the last laugh. Her baked goods sold so well, she now has 2 food trucks and 2 stores. The fight against government chipping away our freedom is needed in every town and neighborhood, including yours. Let's join that fight.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhauser with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. Our focus on Alex Trebek. Let's follow up that conversation with Alex Trebek with the passing of Luke Perry on people's minds this week. He had a fatal stroke. A lot of people were wondering, what in the world, at 52, how does this guy die? He apparently was a heavy smoker when he was younger, but gave it up. He went from an all-meat and potato diet to a vegan diet. So what do you know about this circumstance specifically, and what happens, how does a stroke like that affect somebody who's that young?
Doug, this story is all about the bigger picture, as you're alluding to, is that strokes can happen at any age. The vast majority of strokes do occur in people over age 70, and this is usually due to hardening of the arteries of the brain, like a heart attack. It's a brain attack. But when strokes occur in younger patients, there are often different causes than those found in the older patients. So what causes the stroke in the younger patients? Chiropractic adjustment is one. Sports accidents, a roller coaster ride causing an artery to tear and a blood clot to form and travel to the brain. And when strokes do occur in younger people whose brains have not yet shrunk as they will in us older people, younger folks are more at risk of fatal brain swelling because there's nowhere else for the blood to go. There are other causes of strokes in the young adult. A hole in the heart, which is a genetic mutation making certain people more prone to blood clots that travel to the brain, or a heart defect or rhythm disturbance that causes clots to form and travel to the brain, certain drugs that cause arteries to suddenly narrow or close, cutting off blood flow to the brain, or an aneurysm in the brain can also lead to a stroke. So what are the signs of a stroke? Here you want to remember, FAS. F is for face, A is for arms, and S is for speech. In the face, you ask somebody to actually smile, and you'll see the sides of the lips not move together. Arms, you ask them to put their arms out and raise them up, and they don't do it together. And then speech, you hear some garbled speech. And the word that you remember for this is FAST. F for face, A for arms, S for speech, and the T is time to call 911.
Mm-hmm.
The The other thing to remember is don't chew an aspirin when you're having a stroke, because it can be a bleeding stroke and only make it worse. So fast is the way to diagnose a stroke.
Yeah, but then what do you do? What if you're having a stroke? You just get in your car or have somebody drive you to the nearest.
You call 911 and you get them to the emergency room.
There was something that we talked about a year or two ago.
Give me a sec. Because you want to diagnose whether it's a bleeding stroke, which occurs when you explode the circulation in the brain, or is it due to a clotting stroke. And when it's a clotting stroke, you can use blood thinners, which dramatically, like Drano, open up the circulation.
But how do you know when it's going on? How in the heck do you know what the circumstances are?
Because you're showing these signs, the face, arm, speech.
So
time to call 911.
I know that, but there were other things. There was something we were told. I remember we talked about it a couple of years ago. When you're having a stroke or signs of stroke, you take something. It isn't aspirin, but there's something else that will mitigate the problem that the stroke could present if left gone untreated or unnoticed. There was something we ingest.
Well, it's not something that you can give you. It's got to be given in the hospital, usually within the first 3 hours of the onset of symptoms. And that's the clot buster, the Drano.
So why was it that we were told, take a baby aspirin every night before you go to bed, it'll eliminate the problem of having to worry about having strokes?
Well, it'll lower the risk. It's not an absolute. If you have a blood clotting problem, you need something stronger.
All right. Dr. Ken and Doug at 28 after the hour on Good Day Health.
President Trump's new tax law cut your taxes by $5 trillion. Now you can reduce your taxes to zero. The best-selling guide, The Trump Tax Cut by Eva Rosenberg, shows you how, with tax deductions, loopholes, and money-saving secrets. One loophole gives a 20% cut in your tax rate. Newsmax says, get The Trump Tax Cut. In bookstores or see the free offer and save almost $25. Go online now to TrumpTaxCut.com. That's TrumpTaxCut.com or call 800-NEWSMAX.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Believe it or not, virtual reality is not just for gamers. Sandra Clark is the global education manager for Lenovo. They've announced their Lenovo VR Classroom initiative. So we asked her why VR in the classroom.
The main reason is just to spark a love of learning in their students, right? If we can get students excited about learning and let them see how the concepts that they're learning in classroom apply in real life, then they'll be more interested to keep learning. Some of the other reasons are really just to expose them to emerging technologies like VR that are going to be critical skills for jobs that they might find in the future. VR can take students places they could never go in real life, like under the sea or into outer space. And that really immerses them in the technology and helps them retain information more than they might just from learning in a textbook.
More on the Lenovo VR Classroom tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
My neighbors always ask me, hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The sentence, almost 4 years in prison for Paul Manafort, USA Radio's John Clemens, with details on our top story.
The 47-month prison sentence was given to the 69-year-old Manafort for his massive scheme involving his work as a political consultant for Ukraine's pro-Russian government. He was convicted in August on 8 felony counts, including filing false tax returns, bank fraud, and with failing to register foreign bank accounts where he stashed millions. He faces sentencing on Wednesday in another case involving conspiracy and with obstruction of justice by tampering with a witness. I'm John Clemens.
President Trump scheduled to travel to Lee County, Alabama, to visit people who lost loved ones in the devastating tornado, and he's scheduled to tour the incredible damage there. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. A present podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com has Dr. Ken and I talking about food labeling, preservatives that you need to avoid. We also talk about the Okinawa diet. Dr. Ken tells you about frequent use of recreational marijuana and its relationship to depression. And then talk about blueberries and how great they are for your cardiovascular system, lowering blood pressure, that sort of thing. The usual list, a lot of informational tidbits, every one of our podcasts that you can find at gooddayhealthshow.com. It's important to use that handle, gooddayhealthshow.com, for Dr. Ken and his updates. Now, back to the discussion that we were having about Luke Perry and what you said. About, you know, you said something about, you said a couple of things that I think need clarification. One of them was that chiropractic adjustment can be the cause of a stroke. I remember ABC, maybe 20 years ago, did a hatchet job on the story, one woman that they found who had a stroke because of a bad adjustment from a bad chiropractor. If we don't clarify that, it sort of sounds like an indictment of chiropractic.
That wasn't the intent.
No, I know it wasn't. But I just want to have people understand that there are good and bad cardiologists, there are good and bad chiropractors, there are good and bad bus drivers, there are good and bad radio people, there are good and bad in everything. And so it's important for you to find somebody. There are a lot of adjustments that get made by chiropractors. It's been the mainstream now. Insurance pays for it, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't want to leave people with the impression that if you have a chiropractic adjustment, I don't let my chiropractor, I don't know if let, but it's becoming passe to do the kind of adjustments that you're talking about, Ken, where they snap your neck back and forth from left to right, because that does affect where the carotids are, right? Or it could affect where the carotids are, and that's what you're concerned about.
But there are some passe people out there, and I'm not indicting roller coasters either. And just adding it to a thorough
All right. So you also mentioned something that I think is a key here to general health, brain health. How do you keep your arteries soft and flexible? That's what you said. The hardening of the arteries in the brain causes strokes. Yeah, I get that. Sometimes it's diet. Sometimes it's age. I know in my regimen, I take a lot of fish. I eat a lot of fish and fish oil. Because I believe that's one of the things that can be done to keep your arteries, not only your arteries in your brain, but in your body, soft and flexible. Is that not the truth?
Absolutely. You want to keep your nitric oxide level up, and there are foods that can do that. Beets, garlic, meat, dark chocolate, leafy greens, citrus fruits, pomegranates, nuts and seeds. Your diet is very important. And you want to watch your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, and your weight, and when the doctor says it's okay, get into an exercise program, get 7 to 8 hours a night of sleep, and get the stress out of your life. And those things will help definitely keep the arteries nice and rubbery.
Yeah, keep them. It's very important for you to have the right diet, that's for sure. Yeah, keep them soft and flexible. There are a lot of things, the oils, the omega-3 oils that we talk about all the time, the stuff with that krill omega-50, that's a good product. But getting just the right amount, but you always say, let's eat enough of the right kinds of foods as well. You just mentioned something in there. Go through that list again. Beets, what did you say before?
Well, nitric oxide.
And we're nitric oxide, that's
yes,
right. Yeah, yeah.
Nitric oxide, and we're going to talk a little bit more about it when we talk about, interestingly, how mouthwash can actually raise your blood pressure. But nitric oxide is a very important mediator of relaxing the blood vessels in the body. And you have to continuously make nitric oxide. It's a gas, and it helps relax the blood vessels. And there are foods you can eat that will promote the manufacture in your body of nitric oxide, this third important gas in the body after oxygen and carbon dioxide. And beets, garlic, meat, dark chocolate, leafy greens, citrus fruits, pomegranate, nuts and seeds, to name the most important.
So what happens if you supplement? There are a lot of good nitric oxide supplements, and you say you can't overdo it. It sounds like
if you have any concern, there are some very good saliva test strips that you can get over the counter to test your level. But nitric oxide is very important for good health. It's good for control of blood pressure, for energy. It's in the long list of reasons why people feel fatigued. And it's a real thing. The Nobel Prize was given to it in around 1989 for the discovery. And many who trained later just didn't learn it in their training. But it's a very important part of the body.
All right, let's get to, as you're a cardiologist, the whole story about blood pressure being affected by mouthwash. And is this a brand-by-brand thing? Is this content? What's the story?
And especially the people who trained before 1989 didn't hear about nitric oxide. But this is a fascinating story from the frontiers in cellular and infection microbiology this week. Doug, friendly bacteria in the mouth. You know, we've been talking a lot about this microbiome in the body. It's fascinating. Yep. It's the new frontier, a new organ in the body discovered. It's been there for a long time, just newly discovered. So these friendly bacteria in the mouth help maintain good cardiovascular health by helping the conversion of dietary nitrate into nitric oxide. Those foods we just talked about need these friendly bacteria to be made into this wonderful gas, nitric oxide. peroxide, which helps the blood vessels relax and let the red blood cells in and keeps the blood pressure down. Nitric oxide is the signaling molecule that helps maintain normal blood pressure. But the news this week is that chlorhexidine, an antiseptic substance found in mouthwash, may kill nitric oxide producing friendly bacteria, which in turn may raise your systolic blood pressure, that top number.
All right. So nitric oxide, good. Mouthwash, not good. That's basically what we're saying.
Well, you may want to use it when you go out on a date, but just use it sparingly.
Okay. I'll remember that. Thank you very much. So let's see. Keeping our focus on what's going on. We talked about this in several different contexts on the regular DJV program about what happens to your sleep pattern on the weekend and how that may or may not affect you. I don't know. I mean, Friday night and Saturday morning, I usually sleep in a little bit later, and I do on Sunday as well, than my normal time of getting up in the fives during the week. And that doesn't happen. When the weather gets better and it's light, I may be up at 6 on Saturday and Sunday to get working on the farm, but I'm trying to figure out what really is being said here by this study.
Well, this is out of Current Biology this week. Approximately one-third of all adults in America do not meet the recommended threshold for sleep. That's at least 7 hours per night. And there's a strong association between getting too little sleep, Doug, on a nightly basis and an increased risk of developing certain metabolic conditions. We're talking about obesity, diabetes, and cardiovascular problems because the blood pressure does go up. This new study this week brings us some not-so-great news. And that is that sleeping in at the weekend does not reverse the damage of chronic sleep loss.
But that counters this is what drives me nuts about science. This counters a study we talked about.
One study, yes, that countered all of the rest of the other studies. And that just turned out, now I wondered about that study because that did not go with all the other studies. And And it just wasn't a good study. You know, there's bad science, like there's bad everything else, but there's great science, and that was a bad study.
Sometimes it just depends also on what you agree with and what you don't agree with. It's almost like
politics. No, but I'm going with this is an area that's been researched in numerous studies, and and when that happens and there's an outlier, it's a bad study. And if there's only one or two studies, you don't know. That's why it takes time to really pin these things down.
And speaking of sleep, there are a number of myths about sleep that we're talking about here, a number of things. There are, I think sometimes people who are sleepy all the time don't really know. Maybe they're worried and they don't go to sleep and sleep well, or their bodies are tired and achy and they don't sleep. Whatever it is, may I give you some suggestions about how to get a good night's rest? This is very important for everybody, as Ken will tell you. If you're tossing and turning around and not getting a good night's rest, that is bad. So there are lots of different messages here. There are lots of things that need to be a part of your decisions as to where you're sleeping, how well you're sleeping, what do you have on your bed, and thus comes the discussion of the MyPillow mattress topper, which is pretty new to the market. Three different levels, three layers, if you will, of material that are designed to provide you with much better support, alleviate pressure points in your body, and control your body temperature. So I've changed this on my bed, and it's made it much more comfortable, much more supportive. So if you want to sleep well and get the rest that Ken says we need to get every single day, then may I send you in the direction of MyPillow.com. For years and years now, all of the things about MyPillow have been ringing true with people. Almost 50 million people, 70 million people around the world have used MyPillow products. Sleep issues tend to increase as you get older, so that's why the older you are, the more important and imperative it is to make your sleeping atmosphere much better. Let's control the situation. Let's bring in the mattress topper from MyPillow and get a great deal while doing it. Go to MyPillow.com, order your mattress topper today, and get 30% off the regular retail price, plus two free standard MyPillows when you use the code DJV. Yep, promo code DJV for a couple of free MyPillows and 30% off the new mattress topper. Get it at MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now 1-800-291-4180.
This message is brought to you by Gardetto's. Searching for a snack with bold flavors that won't leave you overly full? Well, then you'll love the new Gardetto's Crisps, General Mills' latest addition to its list of all-star snacks. The light and crispy texture of Gardetto's Crisps are sure to be a hit with Gardetto's fans and first-timers alike. This one-of-a-kind family recipe has been crafted over the years from the family bakery in Wisconsin and continues to stay true to the original flavor recipe. Inspired by the Gardetto snacks everyone loves, these bite-sized crackers are now available in convenience stores nationwide in two bold flavors, original and peppercorn ranch. Head to www.generalmills.com for more information and to print a coupon for $1 off Gardetto's crisps to redeem at participating convenience stores. And don't forget to follow the brand on Twitter at Gardetto's. That's Gardetto's, G-A-R-D-E-T-T-O-S. Again, that's Gardetto's, G-A-R-D-E-T-T-O-S.
All right, so there's a... Ken loves to get off on the marijuana cannabis industry and is teasing me about growing it on my farm. So here's this week's attack of cannabis uses.
Ken just loves to report what's published in the medical journals.
Know, okay. So what does it say about eating these cannabis munchies?
This is out of Social Science Research Network just this week. It's a brand new study. It shows that one of the stereotypical behaviors that people associate with consuming marijuana may have a firm basis in truth. Legalizing cannabis, Doug, has produced a spike in junk food sales wherever it gets legalized.
Isn't that interesting?
I thought you'd like it.
Why would that be?
Because,
you know,
there's been this
appetite in general?
Well, there's been this stereotype that it gives you munchies for a desire, increase your appetite for high-fat junk food. And it seems to play out in when you look at the big picture.
Why would that be, though?
There's something
in what's in the THC.
It affects the brain. It affects the appetite centers. There's a neurochemical basis for it.
So can we go on a limb and predict that if you're a user, a high user of marijuana, you get fat? Because most of the people I know that smoke dope are not fat at all. Just the opposite, even.
I think there is, you know, there does appear to be some weight gain. And,
All right.
You know, you're not out there running the track.
No, you're sitting around smoking pot. Dr. Ken Crona is not doing that, I guarantee you. This is Good Day Health. Check out the podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Extraordinary public service that we present, and I say that not with tongue-in-cheek. I think we do present an extraordinary opportunity for people with these podcasts on health and the information that we get from the two doctors that are regulars here, Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Dr. Ken is here with us now to go through more of the stories that he studies every week from the various journals of medicine. This week, a lot of attention on vaccines and flu and pneumonia. I told you I got a pneumonia shot. Did I tell you that? I don't know if I did tell you that.
Breaking news.
I got a shot for...
Congratulations. Good move.
I was told I would never have to get... I've never had pneumonia. I've never had the flu. And I've never had a flu shot, but this doctor convinced me that I ought to have a...
Wow, I want to talk to this doctor.
This is that lady who does the physical.
Amazing.
Yeah. All right. So, let's get to the story here. First of all, the warning for people who are pregnant and what happens if you get the flu or pneumonia or whatever. So, what's the story here, Ken?
It's a great report.
This is reasoning to have a... This is why you get the vaccine, I think, from your perspective, right?
All of the above. This is out of JAMA Psychiatry this week. Breaking news about autism risk. Pregnant women infected with sepsis, that's a bacterial infection in the blood, flu or pneumonia, can significantly increase, Doug, the chance of giving birth to a baby with autism. Mothers infected during pregnancy, they have nearly an 80% elevated risk of having a child with autism and a 24% risk of having a child who grows up with depression. So this is interesting because we've been trying to identify clear risk factors. Is it genetic? Is it an environment? And here we without a doubt have identified risk of infection during pregnancy.
All right. This is an important research piece for people to make note of, take note of. If people want to research these things, just Google JAMA or what do you, Google flu and pneumonia risk. What's the way to Google? You want more information?
Just listen to us. No. Risk of autism. Yes. That's how to find this.
All right. Also, with regard to vaccines, this is a big study that finds no link between any kind of measles vaccine and autism. So another autism story and vaccine connected.
This is amazingly out the same week and also a very important medical journal, the Annals of Internal Medicine. Amid ongoing U.S. measles outbreaks, one of the largest studies to date, Doug, provides fresh evidence that measles, mumps, and rubella, that MMR vaccine, does not cause autism. Danish researchers found no link between the MMR vaccine and autism, even when they focused on children at greater risk for developing autism. These are kids who have a sibling with autism. In a study of more than 650,000 Danish children, there was no difference in the risk of autism in vaccinated and unvaccinated children. The World Health Organization has declared vaccine hesitancy one of the 10 greatest threats to public health.
Well, the problem is that it's too general. We need to talk more about that in a specific sense. Some of the vaccines are controversial. Some of them are not. You ought to have some of them. Across the country, though, counties are reporting measles, and that is a real problem. And so now there are platforms on Facebook, YouTube, other social media, the crackdown on conspiracy theories, et cetera, et cetera. I think people need to have their conspiracy theories, be able to talk about them. But there are 20 states, Ken, that have proposed anti-vaccination bills, and Capitol Hill lawmakers apparently discussing the same thing. So what do you think will happen?
Well, I think that people are going to have to vaccinate their kids because it's a real problem, and the reason why we're seeing the resurrection of measles and these other illnesses are because people are not vaccinating the kids. And for these vaccines to work, it's like an umbrella. Everybody needs to be vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. All right, speaking of things that everybody needs to do, there's a lot of research that's been done on weight loss and how to do it, who should be on a weight loss program, and how do you conduct yourself. You want to give weight loss a jump start, and then years from now look back on it and say, wow, this was a really good decision. The decision is to use America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. This has been going on for several decades. Calitrin is the product. It works very easily. You take four of them at night, and as Jennifer was saying earlier, you sleep better, and it works on putting the collagen, which is the main ingredient, to work in your body, so you push away the fat and lose the weight. All right? You got very easy. Just go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, get a 60-day supply for the price of a 30-day supply right now at toploss.com. Lose that weight with Calitrin.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.